listening to the Everyday Astrology Podcast. I'm Hilary Scott, your astrologer, and I'm here to bring you the planetary plans. Be sure and check back to stay tuned in to the positive, loving, evolving flow of the cosmos. So, we are right before the winter solstice, which is very exciting, and the winter solstice is right before a full moon in Cancer, which is also very exciting. So, and oh, there's so many really, I imagine, and I hope, I really hope, because I'm definitely tapped into it and feeling it, is that we're all very buoyant right now because Jupiter and Mercury are connected in Sagittarius. And that gives us like, well, all the wonderful, I mean, I suppose all the shitty things too, but all the wonderful things about Sagittarius are amplified when Mercury is there because it helps us to think big and be adventurous and question reality and want to know the truth and want to grow. I think that's the thing that is like the crux of many and most Sagittarians, especially when they're very true to the Jupiter energy, is that they just want to grow and expand and forever become even better versions of themselves. So as soon as as Sagittarian energy arrives, it's like, okay, I'm here and I'm seeing, and now what's next? What's the next big thing? What's the next big life experience? So that's good because it gives us all this sort of hunger to go beyond what we know. Now, it's an interesting mix with all this energy because right before all that happens, there's on the 20th, there's a trine between the Sun and Uranus and an opposition between the Moon and Mercury. It's in Jupiter and the Moon and Jupiter and the Moon and Jupiter. Mercury is in Gemini. And so it definitely highlights this push-pull maybe of priorities or, yeah, like I think that if you're kind of tapped into the growth energy of it, then a lot can be coming up for you. It's like when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. So because Chiron is connected to this too, squaring the Sun, we're at the last degrees of something big. It could even be like we are here for our mission, we're on track, but there's just this baggage, there's like this etheric energy stuck to us that is holding us back. So we can really see what that is right now and we can drop it. It's like unzipping a spacesuit and stepping out. And so then you kind of arrive on the planet again, all fresh and new with all your energy systems clear and intact and understanding what went before, but completely unaffected by it. So that there's a lot of potential for this sort of deep healing and release going on right now. So hopefully you're tapping into that because it is quite buoyant. It's likely to, the solstice is happening on the 21st, the winter solstice, the Sun enters Capricorn. So I think that the Jupiter Sagittarian energy gives us a lot of brave, buoyant, ambitious, far-reaching vision. And Capricorn, the Sun moving into Capricorn, will help us get real, get practical, get, you know, have you been saving your money? Are you spending money on stupid shit that you don't need? Are you being generous? Although that's not really a Capricorn go-to. Although they are very generous with their families because that's their legacy, right? So generally within the family unit, a Capricorn will be quite generous, but they're frugal in other areas of life. But there is an ability with the Capricorn energy for us to set goals, to set far-reaching goals, to even have goals for our lineage in all directions of time. And with the Cancer full moon happening right after the solstice, the Cancer full moon is, and it's connected to the North Node, and then so it's opposite the South Node in Capricorn. So there is this like mother-father energy happening, like parental, definitely issues of DNA and lineage and genetic, like where you come from and where you're going and what that means. So I think for a lot of people, there's going to be a lot of clearing out what is unnecessary in their lives. Because even though we can be loyal to our families if that said family is a hindrance to you or not supportive, or, you know, some people have really crazy situations like narcissistic parents or borderline personality parents. Like, personality disorders make it really hard to have a normal relationship in a family dynamic, and you end up sacrificing a lot of your life to sort stuff out that will never be sorted out. So just try and be aware of the family stuff that might be coming up for you right now, how you feel about your mother, how you feel about your father, whether the mother and father that you had or that you chose for yourself hindered you or supported you. And pretty often we can look back and go, oh, you know, not all of us, obviously, but lots of us have had very difficult, traumatic childhoods. And often that creates the stress involved for you to get where you're going in life. So if things have been easy peasy, you might not have had the ambition or the focus or the determination that you have because it wasn't easy. So keep that in mind if you're feeling maybe sorry for yourself because you have shitty parents. That can happen. It does happen. But other than that, if you find that there was a way that your parents didn't support you or weren't able to recognize you and give you what you needed as a child, emotional nourishment, you know, physical affection, just the attention that little kids need, then now's your chance to call that in and give it to yourself and offer it to others. So I'm sure that there's people around you that could use, you know, cancer is an energy that deals with feelings. And one of the things to mature healthily is to know that your feelings are safe and your feelings are acceptable. And that's tricky for an emotional energy like cancer because there's so many feelings. They have all the feelings, right? All the water signs have all the feelings. And it can be a lot for unfeeling folks to have to deal with. So if you got unlucky and were matched with someone who doesn't like feelings or only likes the nice feelings, and you were a feeling person, you could have been kind of screwed up by that and end up not knowing how to accept your own feelings and integrate your own feelings. So with this cancer energy, you should be able to allow whatever feelings come up to come up and let yourself know that you can handle it. You can be there with shitty feelings. You can be there with grief. You can be there with anger. You can be there with disgust and sadness and all the, you know, indignant feelings and screw you feelings and frustrated feelings. Like, there's so many feelings that come up. And if you can just accept them and be there for yourself and parent yourself the way maybe you weren't parented, then this whole line of energy can be healed. And you can move forward and not be bothered by it all and start being more focused and capable on your mission rather than being hindered by complicated emotional entanglements. So that's happening now with this cancer energy. And at the same time, like, there really is the opportunity to get in touch with your feelings in such a way that they can come into your life and transform from negative feelings into really positive feelings. So that's the thing. It's like the alchemy of emotions is that when you allow yourself to feel them, then you can transform them to the positive expression. So that can happen right now. So if you're, you know, a good feeling soldier and letting the stuff come up, then you could also be going through some really wonderful, expansive, very Sagittarian actually, expansive, buoyant certainty and like just sort of a knowing that everything is going really well, which I love about Sagittarius. So going into Capricorn, you understand what went down and how it went down, and you've felt your feelings and you've made your peace. And Capricorn's going to be there to help you, you know, draw the flow chart and do the mind mapping and figure out the steps involved in getting to where you're going, which there definitely is. There's definitely steps involved. No matter what you want, you need to have an understanding of what it's going to take from you to get it. So if you are tapping in into the, if you happen to have any Aquarian energy, you're probably very much also feeling the trine between the sun and Uranus. But we're all feeling it. It's interesting. I've noticed that the weather has a lot to do with the transits. I'm sure, I don't know why I'm so amazed by that, but it's like if you have a shitty kind of dreary Piscean Neptune square day, then it's like rainy and crappy outside and you can't really see very clear because it's foggy. But right now, the sun in Sagittarius is trining Uranus in Aries, and there's like the wind is blowing where I am, like super blowing all over the place. And my house is kind of tucked in, so the house doesn't overly feel the wind, but I can see the trees blowing and I can hear the wind chime outside moving. And it's like kind of inspiring and invigorating because the sun is out, which when you're on the wet coast of British Columbia, like I am, it can be a real big thing to see the sun in the winter. But the sun is shining and everything is clear. And I really feel like that too. I feel like even though I've had emotional stuff that I've had to deal with coming up, I'm clear and I know where I'm going and I'm certain that I'm going to get there instead of that sort of dreary, hopeless kind of feeling that you can have sometimes when you're ambitious and shit's not happening for you. So it is a very buoyant time. I hope you are feeling that buoyancy too. On the 21st with the solstice, it's a really beautiful day, like really beautiful day. The moon is in Gemini and the sun is entering Capricorn, and there's a lovely trine between Venus and Neptune. And this creates ideals. So ideal visions, even visions of grandeur. It can create poetic expression. It can create, you know, maybe suddenly you write a song or you create a piece of artwork or you have a brilliant idea for a screenplay because Neptune rules the film industry. Or you want to write something. Like it just, it takes all the great inspirational art of the world comes from a Neptune combo. And with Venus, it's beautiful. It could be a beautiful, harmonious, lovely expression of your highest ideals. So that day, the 21st, is a very nice time to get clear about what your goals are. Get clear about and capture it. Write it down. Draw, you know, make a painting. Draw it. Do whatever you can to be able to look back and go, this is what I was intending. This is what I choose for my life. This is what I'm going to make happen and how I contribute to the planet and how I contribute to my friends and family and what I'm going to do to make a difference in the world. Because Neptune too, it does care about others and realizes that we're all connected and that whatever I do for you, it makes it easier for you to do it for yourself and then do it for someone else too. So there's that pay it forward, that altruistic energy is in the air. So if you don't know how your skills and talents are needed in the world, ask and you'll soon be given answers. And they come from within and you'll get a feeling of excitement or a feeling of gratitude. Like even the fact that I do astrology and I'm an astrologer and get to work with people in their charts is I endlessly feel grateful for this. I feel so lucky that somehow in all this crazy world, you know, when I was in school or in university, they weren't offering, you know, you could be an astrologist. It was just nothing. It wasn't on the radar at all. So the fact that I was able to find this or to be called and find it and have this career that I find so inspirational and so grateful that I can help people and they share their charts with me and we can see how it all plays out together. And it's, you know, even doing this podcast, I knew I wanted to do a podcast for 2 years before I did it. It's been 4 years now. I've almost 2 years that I've been doing it. And I am grateful for it. And I appreciate all of you listening and coming back every week and that you can tap in. I think that we have a lot of Sagittarian energy out there, I hear from people, which makes sense because I've got a lot of Sagittarius. So it is a very supportive energy, and I'm so glad that I'm able to bring it to you every week and that you come back and listen. I really appreciate that because I love astrology, and I really think that it can change lives and it can change the world. And if we taught every little kid how to understand all the people in their world through, you know, the astrological perspective, we'd have so much more harmony and understanding and acceptance of people and uniqueness and idiosyncrasies and all of that. So if you can find what it is that makes you feel grateful that you're allowed to do or that you can do, and not even, and nobody's gonna, like nobody handed me the thing and said, here, you can do this. It's like you have to claim it for yourself and you have to choose what you're going to do. So just ask if you don't know, because it will come to you. Because I believe deep in my heart that we all have a mission that we're here to fulfill. And if you can open up and drop all the programming and the influences that led you in different directions and follow what brings your heart joy and what you feel grateful for, you're gonna get there for sure. So the solstice is a perfect time. It's one of the PowerPoints of the year. It's a perfect time to write out what you want and see what you need. And with Jupiter and Mercury conjunct during this, again, it adds to the idealism and the big thinking ability. So think big. If you don't think big, if you don't want big things, nothing big's ever going to happen. So you definitely, you know, don't be humble, because Sagittarius are never humble. Don't be humble. Be your big thinking self to see what it is. What is the ultimate? What can you ultimately manifest in this life? What is your ultimate potential and how can you fulfill it? Think big, because big ideas can come right now. And then once a big idea opens up, that whole new line of reality opens up for you and everything can change. So now we're at like a crossroads or a turning point, an opening where we can go into the future and leave behind the past, which is so exciting. And then going with the Capricorn energy, the sun on the 21st going into Capricorn right before the full moon in Cancer, this foundation piece that we all really need to have sorted to be balanced humans, the mother-father energy, the masculine, feminine, the who you are inside in the world, like your little home and your abode, and then who you are in the outside world. That's all up for consideration right now. And it can come, healing can come, and being your own parent and putting to rest any sort of, I guess, residue from the lineage that you carry that could be hindering your forward progress. So it's really like shuffling off or shaking off all that's been holding you back. And definitely in the realm of family as well. So finding out what makes you feel like family, connecting like who your family is, surround yourself, because we do need family. That's why we're so effed up when our families don't acknowledge us or they reject us or whatever. And it happens, trust me, it happens a lot. So when that happens, you've got to remember that it's not necessarily you. We all have, you know, our own baggage to work through. And you being rejected is not really your problem. It's the problem of the people that are rejecting you. So there's a funny little saying, it may be my fault, but it's not my problem, which I think is so Aquarius, like an Aquarian would say that. They can see that there's, you know, that they caused a problem, but it's really not their problem. So think of it that way. All of our problems are our own problems. And everyone else's problems are their problems. And what they think of you is none of your business. So if you can keep that mindset, you can do a lot of healing and a lot of forward progressing right now. It's awesome. So the full moon, be ready for your feelings, because they're going to come. But at the same time, I believe there's a lot of positive energy with this. Mars in Pisces is squaring the moon, though. So this makes me think, how could that affect all this positivity? And it might not be that it's affecting it negatively, although square is a difficult energy. So it could be that your big vision or your, you know, your future seeing is somehow dampened by the Mars and Piscean energy. It could be that the Mars is like, I'm in Pisces, I think I'm just going to watch some Netflix and eat stuff that's yummy and not do anything. Just like really lie on the floor and look at the ceiling and the Christmas lights and just be kind of like a Piscean energy is not necessarily ambitious, right? It just wants to have an enjoyable ride. And it can often see visions of ideals of grandeur as well. So that's where it's tricky. They can see this beautiful life. Actually, like the film industry and fame and celebrity and all that is very Piscean as well. But it's an illusion. It seems like a wonderful thing, but really these people are people too, and they're dealing with the same difficult emotional life situations and stuff that humans deal with as you, but they just, you know, maybe have more money. But they might not have more peace of mind. They might not have privacy. There's all these things, right? So know that you might be idealizing something, and that could be getting in your way. You don't want to be disappointed with the reality in front of you all the time just because it's not meeting your ideals. And trust me, I know what that's like because I have my moon, Mars, and Neptune all conjoined in Sagittarius. So it's tricky because my whole life I've had this like vision. It's like I felt like a rich lady trapped in like a, you know, middle class lady's body. And like not just like, you know, we had money, but like rich, like where you have people do things for you and drive you around. And like, I always, as even a little kid, I'd be like, why do I have to do this? Like, why is it like this? Why isn't it prettier? Why isn't everything more wonderful? Why isn't everything more glamorous? Like, I was always so disappointed. And I was as a really little child in the center of Canada in Winnipeg, which is like a deep freeze in the winter. So 6 months of the year, you're like wrapped up in scarves and your hands are in mittens and you got like snow pants that you're waddling around in. And I'm really like a desert kind of sunshine girl. So it was quite hard as a little child being idealistic, seeing that, like, what the hell am I doing trapped here? So although that ideal, this is the good part. So if you are idealistic and feel often trapped in a reality that doesn't reflect your visionary image of reality, then you can know, rest assured, that that is a vision that's leading you. And you have a vision and you are always guided by it. That's a little like mantra I like to repeat to myself because it has this yearning for better, which is very Piscean, is always, also, I mean, there's a lot of signs that have that feeling, but that sort of ideal wanting, bigger than reality, ideal, perfect, it actually leads you towards that. So it might be frustrating, but if you didn't have that, if you didn't want to travel, if you didn't want to, you know, help people, if you didn't want to do all these things that, if you didn't want to live in a beautiful house or you didn't want to, if you didn't want those things, then you would never achieve them. And then that would kind of be sad because you're here to achieve your soul's kind of purpose, your soul's desire. And that's unique for all of us. So all we each have to do is figure out what that is and do it. And, you know, the resonant of enthusiasm and excitement and gratitude and joy, and those are the feelings you want to feel when you're doing your life's work. And that's how you know you're on track. And even just putting the request out, like, would be great to do on this full moon, that you're releasing the past and that you're opening up to the future. You can set into motion a whole line of synchronicities leading you to the next big adventure. So it's a great time at the solstice to start a journal and track the whole season until the next PowerPoint, which is in the spring, and see what it is that you're trying to manifest and see what's come to pass and how it's progressing. And it's good also to be patient with yourself because it is the winter, right? We are, even in like in the Northern Hemisphere, but even the Southern Hemisphere, it's still that Capricorn energy, that going within to figure out what you need and rest and peace and solitude and sleep are important. So it is like, you know, people are all celebrating and it's Christmas, but it is a very hermity time of year. Capricorns likes, they're here to master solitude. So solitude, once they can get over being alone, solitude is the most like regenerating thing that you can have. And it connects you to your spirit guides and all that angelic help and energy that's there, your team. It connects you to your team and you can communicate more clearly and you can be in your own energy without taking other people's energy on. Solitude is necessary. So give yourself a break and don't expect yourself to be moving faster than you're moving. Just go with the flow. And you might be, there's a lot going on in the cosmos right now and people are tired and then they're not tired and then they're, because lots of people are becoming more night owl right now instead of being up in the day because the night time is more peaceful. You can connect more with the cosmos at night. So there is, just go with the flow and try and tap. I'm sure it's not even going to be hard for you. You might be emotional and you feel your sad feelings or your shitty feelings, whatever they are, but you're still going to be feeling good and you can still see the future coming and you can still get excited about the future because it's where you want to go. Once that baggage is dropped, which you're in the process of doing completely and fully in all directions of time right now, then nothing's stopping you. So that is it on the full moon and the solstice, and I will be back to talk to you next week. So I hope that you have a most wonderful and productive time of year, because this is productive. I'm also talking in like a, not productive because you're getting out and getting things done, but productive inside. Productive with your emotions and your psyche and your understanding of reality, which really doesn't take anything more than you kind of sitting around the house, sitting there and being open to it. So I do hope that you can capture the magic of all of this that's going on around us right now, and that you tap into what will fulfill your heart's desire. Many blessings for a most fortunate winter solstice and a fabulous full moon in Cancer. Thank you so much for listening.